Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Styles and Watkins taking you up to 2 p.m. And as promised, if you missed the A's press conference in Sacramento with basically every media member there and a lot of, it looked like, employees from the Rivercats, maybe some employees from the A's as well, the employees that will be going to Sacramento with the A's. Here it is in all of its entirety.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to join in this momentous occasion as we celebrate the A's coming to West Sacramento. Sports are part of our region's identity. Our teams bring our community together. Now I'm excited to showcase Sutter Health Park to baseball fans across the globe. I want to commend the collaborative efforts of Vivek Ranadive and John Fisher for bringing Major League Baseball to our community. And thank you to Mayor Guerrero and Barry Broom for your leadership. This partnership not only highlights the strength and resilience of Greater Sacramento, but also represents a significant opportunity for our region to come together and celebrate America's favorite pastime. From job creation to increased tourism, this partnership will positively impact our local economy and provide new opportunities for growth and prosperity. And I would also like to extend a warm welcome to all A's fans. I'm excited to see the energy you bring to Sutter Health Park. And now, I'd like to introduce the owner and chairman of the Sacramento Kings, Vivek Ranadive.
I don't know how many of you met Doris, but she's like the biggest, littlest person in Congress. She's amazing. So thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman Matsui. I'm just so excited, I can hardly contain myself. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. This is incredibly exciting. This is like having lower bowl seats at a basketball game. Like, every seat is amazing. And John, we're going to be sitting here. I don't know if Gavin's going to throw out the first pitch, or you're going to throw it out, or who's going to throw it out.
You are.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. That's a deal. That's a promise?
Yeah.
I'm in. And just imagine, you're going to have lower bowl seats. You're going to have Geloff at second base. You're going to see Otani. You're going to see Aaron Judge hitting home runs out there. This is, what an incredible day. This is epic. It's historic. We're really grateful for Doris's partnership and her family's service to the state. So thank you, Doris. And it's a huge privilege to be here alongside my friend John, Barry, Mayor Guerrero. John, thank you for this opportunity to be part of the A's legacy and show the world why Sacramento is a destination city for Major League sports. I also want to thank MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. It's an honor for West Sacramento to host Major League Baseball at Sutter Hill Park. We're committed to providing A's players and fans with a world-class baseball experience at Sutter Hill, while also continuing the beloved tradition of minor league baseball and the Sacramento River Cats. When I bought the Kings over 10 years ago, I said that Sacramento would never play second fiddle to any other city in the world. And the success of Golden One Center has proven that this region can be a mecca for sports. We have an incredible community and a passionate fan base, the best fans in the world. Today's announcement marks the next chapter of professional sports in Sacramento. We have a tremendous opportunity to showcase everything the region has to offer and demonstrate why it is deserving of an MLB team. This is an exciting time to be a sports fan in Sacramento, and I know the community will welcome the news here with open arms. And now, this is the win, right? John, we're making this challenging on you. Is that better?
They turned it on. We turned it on.
It's on? Okay, so John, it's going to be a little easier on you. So. Well, I want to welcome my friend John Fisher. John?
Oh, the wind calmed down just as I got up here. I just want to say how excited I am to be here in West Sacramento, in Sutter Health Park. Celebrating a momentous day for this community and a momentous day for our 123-year-old franchise. I want to extend my thanks to Vivek, who's not only a good friend, but a great business person, great associate, and for helping make this day possible. To you and your team at the Kings, and at the Rivercats, working with you guys has been a dream for our guys as well. I want to thank Mayor Guerrero and the whole West Sacramento community for being so welcoming to us. And I just want to say we're excited to be here for the next 3 years, playing in this beautiful ballpark, but also being able to watch some of the greatest players in baseball. Whether they be athletics players or Aaron Judge and others, launch home runs out of this very intimate, the most intimate ballpark in all of Major League Baseball for the next 3 years. And we're looking forward to this being our home until we move on to our stadium in Las Vegas in 2028. So thank you, everybody, for all your hospitality, for being so welcoming. And now I'd like to pass this on to Barry Byrne.
Thank you, John. Well, in our organization, we use these terms, money, power, deals, you know, because we put our heads down and we really work hard to do big things for our community. So, you know, I want to thank Vivek. I told Vivek you kind of saved us twice. You know, kept the Kings here. And you know, the narrative of California and our communities are getting a little roughed up. And the narrative in our region, our community, is we're on the rise. I want to thank John Reinhart for his help. I also want to thank my boss, Bettina Calcatronis, the chairman of the board of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, the highest ranking female executive in the NBA. You know, I when you put women in charge, like, stuff just starts working. I don't know. I just need a few more years, so just hang on to that for a while. But what I love best about this is, you know, in order to change our own community's future, we've had to change how we think and see ourselves. And we've struggled to see ourselves reaching our full potential. And I really think this is, you know, there's a saying when you're working together in a community and you want it to be its most inspired state. How do you get your community on the map? We're on the map today. We're on the map. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sandy, for taking 1,200 phone calls and always being nice. I want to thank Angelique Ashby, our state senator. Stand up, Angelique. Up, right there. We need a counterpuncher in the state capitol. We got one. And we got a state senator that stands up for us. No more elected officials worrying about what they're doing next and what their future looks like. We need elected officials to worry about our future as a community. You can always count on Senator Ashby to be one. So thank you. so we know the impact, right? You know, we have an entire multi-month built-in media marketing campaign called the A's. I think this is going to be the most fun stadium to watch a game in Major League Baseball. You know, and one of the other things that's really important is, you know, we're so thrilled today, but we're not satisfied, because in 2028, there'll be more teams to compete for, and we want to be a permanent Major League Baseball franchise. And as long as the A's get the support they deserve, we might have a guy on the inside over there putting in a good word for the Sacramento community. So I'm super grateful. It's an exciting day. I want to thank my team is in the back, a bunch of young Tigers that fight every day for us. And it's my pleasure to introduce the mayor of West Sacramento, Mayor Guerrero. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Barry. And thank you, everybody, for being here today to join us in this historic celebration of Major League Baseball here in Sutter Health Park. Thank you, Vivek and John, for making this happen, for your leadership. West Sacramento loves you, loves your Major League Baseball here. We're going to make this beautiful, intimate place a welcoming, embracing environment for you. We are so excited for this historic day because it's been a dream of West Sacramento to have a Major League team here. And when Vivek came here to get the Rivercats, I felt that power, that passion. I saw that this man is going to make things happen and bring West Sacramento on the map. Thank you so much. Thank you. And John, hard work running a team. I've seen it happen. And you know what? We're so excited to have you here and making this a reality for us. We embrace you. All of West Sacramento is going to thrive because of your presence. And so thank you for also the leadership. Grateful for all you've done and making this happen. We know it's a team effort here. And also our city council members are here and Yolo County supervisors are out there. Wave your hands. Thank you so much for being here and joining us in the celebration. This is going to bring an economic prosperity here for all of our restaurants, Franquette's, The Barn, down the street down to Midway Grill, and also Sal's, and other restaurants that are up and down the beautiful riverfront. It's going to be a place where you can stay, eat, ride your bike here, and just come in every which way you can. We have everything in place. We've been waiting for this moment. We've been building the riverfront for this moment, and we are ready to make this happen and make it as successful, as Barry said, more than the 3 years. So we are here with you, making it happen. So thank you so much, everyone. Excited to have you here joining us in the celebration. And let's play ball in the future here. Woo!
Sacktown Sports.
You just heard the press conference from this morning with the A's in Sacramento. No, not the Sacramento A's, but we did get some insight from Joe Girosa, our digital lead, who stopped by not too long ago. They will pay homage to Sacramento in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's the bridge on the jersey. Maybe it's a 916. I don't know that they will put Sacramento anywhere on the jersey. I think maybe they'll put some stuff in the team store and have some apparel because obviously people would buy that. But yeah, they won't be called the Sacramento A's or the Sacramento Athletics. They'll just be the Athletics. I did see something from Frankie Cardicelli, and he mentions that A's president Dave Cavill says the team has been in constant communication with Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association on incoming upgrades to Sutter Health Park. Player and fan amenities are on the way, potentially even additional seating. So the question is, what makes sense for that additional seating? Is it going to be out there
where the fields are and the grassy area, things like that. So they've been in conversation. There will be some type of possibly, potentially, even additional seating. Who knows? I mean, they keep on talking about the intimate setting. Maybe they're better off leaving it that way. But as Chris looked up, the Detroit Tigers, 35,000. And that's
the Guardian.
Excuse me, the Guardians, 35,000. And that is the smallest stadium right now, or fits the least amount of people at 35,000. The Rivercats sitting at 14,000. They keep on saying intimate, but you would think if the Rivercats and the A's and the Vivek and the ownership want to use it as a proving ground, you have to pack that thing out. And even if you pack it out, a 20,000 fan difference, you might need to get that a little bit closer. Maybe, I don't know how much they'd be able to do. Maybe get to within 10,000. Because it's kind of a hard sell.
Every seat you add is money, though. So
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you do it? Let's hear from Daryl Steinberg, Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who was on earlier on Carmichael Dave with Jason Ross.
We have him, longtime mayor of Sacramento, longtime advocate for Sacramento, longtime fighter for the Sacramento Kings when he was in the state Senate. And as I said earlier, as much as he loves basketball and he is a diehard, he lives and breathes baseball. Mm. He is a lifelong Giants fan. The mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, Jason. Great to be with you. Is there some breaking news this morning?
Anything you want to tell us?
apparently there's another baseball team that's gonna play there in West Sacramento, and there's gonna be a presser here in about 45 minutes, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I happen to be in Los Angeles speaking on my favorite topic, mental health and improving that system. But I will be back and holding a press conference with my colleagues sometime in the mid-afternoon. And I just want to say, well, I put out a statement, you guys, and I have to start with this because it is a great day for Sacramento. And yet I have mixed emotions because I still feel for the people of Oakland and the city of Oakland. They deserve their team and teams. And yet, as we've talked about on your show, several times, we've been consistent on that, and we aren't the cause of that breach, and the choice is Sacramento or Salt Lake City. I can say without hesitation that this is a great day for Sacramento, because and for California and our entire region, because the state keeps an asset at least for 3 years. And we know what Sacramento means when it comes to sports, when it comes to a growing dynamic city. As I said in my statement today, to me is the stuff of dreams. Hmm.
So Mr. Mayor, what would you say? Cause I think you worded that perfectly, is mixed emotions. There are plenty of people very excited for this, and there's others that, and we're really talking to that hardcore Oakland A's fan that has been there, that been had memories, family generations long. What would you say to that group that's maybe not feeling the love today?
I understand your pain. We almost lost the team, if you remember. That's what leads us here in many respects in 2013 with our Kings. And I think it's why I have said from the very beginning the A's should be in Oakland. But there are things beyond our control, and I suppose there are things beyond any fans' control. And Sacramento is only 90 miles from Oakland, and you can continue to love and enjoy your team just from, you know, a slightly farther distance. I guess if I want to look at it from the glass half full from their perspective, you know, Sacramento is part of a Northern California mega region. We're not separate really from the Bay Area when you think about all of the commonality, the numbers of people that have moved up to this region, the back and forth on the train, the fact that our economies are in many ways linked together. And so I don't sugarcoat it for people who feel bad about this. I understand. We've been in that position, and I wish there had been more, you know, cities back in 13 that sort of stood with us. Like I stood with Oakland, and will continue to, but it is what it is. And let's, we can only look forward in life. And for Northern California, for Sacramento, for California, this is, even with the mixed emotions, as mayor of this city, I mean, I'm really, really thrilled. So it's one of those days. The other thing that, you know, I just reflect on is how the tough times we've been through in Sacramento over these past years with the pandemic and a lot of challenges. And yet success begets success, because in 2013, we made this decision, and I was proud to have been a big part of it as Senate Pro Tem, as you said, Dave. And but for that decision, we would not be in a position to bring Major League Baseball to Sacramento. And, you know, I have such gratitude to Vivek Ranadive and to the Kings for really uplifting our city and our region and continuing to believe and invest. And I know it's a big business. That's what it is. And yet their big business decisions are benefiting the city and the region that that we all love. So I'm grateful.
The mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. And, I know you covered a good portion of this, Mr. Mayor, but I'll say, and I don't think you'll mind this. You know, over the years, you and I have had many spirited conversations off air about different things, and generally would come down on the same side. But we've had disagreements before, and obviously very, very, very respectful. And
you were right, by the way.
Well, of course. I don't want to belabor the point, because you're right. Of course, this is a big day for Sacramento. And even the most ardent hater of this whole thing has to acknowledge that economically, from a spotlight point of view, a national point of view, of being on display for investment point of view, it's you go from you know, zero plus to now you add in a major league team, and by the way, you keep your minor league team. There, I have no argument against that. I just, as somebody, I know how important you and Vivek and KJ and Stern and the ownership group that was amassed. The Kings aren't here without those entities, and it was just a little over a decade ago. Help me get past this dirty feeling I have when I can't shake the idea that Oakland, for all its faults, was deleveraged by Sacramento and Salt Lake City. And I don't know if I can wrap my head around, well, if somebody's going to commit the crime, it might as well be us that takes the, you know, cash from the bank. Help me get past this feeling I'm stuck with, that we did to Oakland now, or helped facilitate now with this owner, what we would have absolutely, and you would have been out there. You can't tell me that if the Kings had officially sold to Seattle and the whole thing was done and Key Arena needed to be renovated, or Hanson was going to build that downtown arena, and then Reno stepped up, and while we were fighting for the team and you were in New York with KJ, and Reno stepped up and said, well, it's so bad in SAC, we're going to house the Kings for 3 to 4 years. You would have made a statement against Reno. You would have been out there, I think, right?
No, I don't think I would. Okay, have, okay. It's time for us to have another disagreement here. It's
okay, that's fair.
Let me try to help. So Seattle and that ownership group, let's take the ownership group, not so much the city, but that ownership group was deliberately trying to take our team away. And we fought them and we won. If they had succeeded, and thank God they didn't,
amen,
and there had been a temporary move, as you say, to Reno, Reno would have had nothing to do with trying to take the team away from Sacramento. And so we have been And I can say that now we've gone beyond that analogy in terms of this situation, because you've had at least me as the mayor and many others say for a long time publicly that the A's belong in Oakland. And I'm saying it here again today. But we are not the cause of, in any way, directly or indirectly.
Are we a symptom?
The breach in Oakland. Are we a symptom? I suppose we're a beneficiary in some ways. Of course we are.
That's fair.
But we didn't cause it, and directly or indirectly. And it's not like we're stickering in the back here and saying, well, because we have been upfront from the very beginning about Oakland deserving to keep the A's. So it's just different. And so we have to look forward. And this is Northern California. And when we have an opportunity to add a tremendous asset and continue to enhance our reputation and do it in a way that is not at the expense of another city, in terms of our own actions, there's a balance, I know, but the balance for me says we go forward and we celebrate today, while we acknowledge that Oakland deserved to keep the team. Sometimes in life, you just have to live with conflicting emotions. There is nothing, you know, there's nothing perfect. It's like in anything in life, you acknowledge the negative side, but that doesn't mean you don't celebrate the good side, especially when your hands are clean, and our hands are clean.
Talk with the mayor here, Mayor Daryl Steinberg, kind of the thought that you shared that Sacramento was kind of always ready. You said it like, look, staying in Oakland was priority number one, but if not, here is an opportunity for Sacramento. Is the same line of thinking kind of a quote unquote backup plan? Hey, if Vegas doesn't work out, this is another safety net. Is there any thought on that today, or is that just kind of in the background right now?
Well, it's in the background today, but certainly this is going to be an audition over these next 3 to 4 years. And I know we're going to pass it with flying colors. And what the future brings with baseball, with the A's themselves in Las Vegas, we don't know. What the future may bring with expansion, we don't know. But this is going to be a great showcase for Sacramento, because the country saw it, you know, last May and June during the NBA playoffs. The country has seen it episodically. We see it and experience every single day that for all of our challenges, this is a dynamic, growing city. There is a culture of inclusion, a culture of hunger for more. And there's a special sauce in Sacramento, in the city, and in the region. And now, for the next 3 to 4 years, a broader swath of the public and around the country, passionate baseball fans will be able to see what we bring. And, you know, the Kings, again, were the game changer, because this conversation wouldn't be happening if we hadn't saved the Kings, and if Vivek and the Kings team had not built what they built here over these past 10 years. This is a professional business. And it's and they are investing now in a growing and top-notch city. And I don't know, this is great for Sacramento. And believe me, it doesn't hurt us when it comes to future sports opportunities. We all know our history with MLS. I've talked about it at the State of the Downtown last Tuesday. Our future is boundless when it comes to sports and entertainment and art and culture and industry and housing and more workforce and affordable housing. You know, I'm going to be leaving here with having served through a pretty tortured time, but I hope having laid a pretty good foundation for the future.
That's why he's leaving, Jason. He knew this was happening a while ago. So you're gonna see retired Daryl with hair down to his shoulders and old raggedy ball cap sitting
at all the Kings and A's games.
All the Kings and A's games. Even though he's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Of one of those split hats or something.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a conflict, but that's another one that I'll get over.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Mayor. I know it's a busy day. Good luck down there in Southern California spreading the word. Thank you as always. I'm sure this isn't the last conversation we'll have on or off air about this. But as always, your time's appreciated.
Look forward to many more, you guys. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you,
Dave and Jason. Right. Bye-bye.
Take care. That's the mayor of Sacramento, Daryl Steinberg. We'll take a break.
Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube.
Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
The A's. The Athletics. Sacramento will be represented in some capacity, but we are not quite sure in what capacity. They've also been, the A's have been in communication with the Players Association, with Major League Baseball. Things are going to be added to Sutter Health. Could be seating, could be different amenities, things like that. You can find all of the press conference and all of our reactions. You can find it on YouTube. We are starting the transition over to Kings Talk because they do have a huge, huge game tonight against the Knicks. We already knew Julius Randle wasn't playing, but now we know that he is done for the season.
Right.
So that's no Julius Randle, no OG Anunoby, and Julius Randle did not play against the Kings last time, and he hasn't played in a very long time. OG did, and although he didn't do much offensively, defensively, he was OG Anunoby, and he caused problems. So, huge game for the Kings. Chris, you were reading that all three of them, the Mavs, the Pelicans, and the Kings could clinch today?
Yes, that is correct. I believe this is just a postseason berth in general. So, it would be at this point, you are securing yourself into, at the very least, the play-in. But yes, according to this is at the main source, NBA Twitter page. They say that the Pelicans, the Kings, Dallas, and Phoenix can all clinch a playoff berth tonight. I haven't done the deep dive into figuring out all the possible situations, but if I just had to guess, at the very least, you win tonight. I would assume it at least locks you into, at the very least, a top 10 seed. So, you know, it might be a small milestone along the way, but still the fact that this team can say that they're in the postseason for back-to-back years, even though it doesn't feel like a big accomplishment, it should definitely go with mentioning.
So that would be anywhere from five. It just means that they cannot drop out of the 10.
Yep, exactly.
Which, great.
Exactly. Milestone number one.
Look, and with the milestone happening today with the A's playing in Sacramento for the next 3 years, I asked the question, this has been the biggest sports story since what? And most of the answers were what happened last season, right? With the Kings getting back into the postseason. So we shouldn't poo-poo this at all. They're back in the postseason, somewhere that the Kings haven't been in a very long time besides last season. And we're going to be in a really exciting stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way of putting it. I mean, they have to these games are incredibly important. They have to be playing their best basketball like we've talked about all week here. But, yeah, I mean, as they head on to this road trip, play New York, go to Boston, go to Brooklyn, then just randomly decide to throw in that OKC game as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to win these games. They've got to win at least three of them if they want to realistically continue to fight for that top five seeding, which is still up there. You know, they're only a half game back of the sixth seed right now, as crazy as it is. So there's a possibility that we're talking about tomorrow, the Kings being still in the playoff picture. And hey, if they can upset the Celtics, I know it's a back-to-back against the best team in the entire league. But with, you know, them possibly resting people, who knows how that situation's going to turn out for them. Mm-hmm. you know, the Kings could find themselves in a really, really good situation down the stretch, and you take it game by game. It's great to get these wins because to have that positive momentum behind you, that wind in your sails as you're hitting the road on really, really adverse situations, mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what you need. You don't want yourself doubting each other at all. I think you want to continue to feel like it's you guys against the world and all the odds are stacked against you and you guys just continue to prove everyone wrong.
The spread is Knicks -3.5. You know I love that, Chris.
Oh, yeah. You love it.
I love that. Yeah. Nice underdog. Yep. Nobody expects you to win.
This is national TV today, too, isn't it?
It is. It got bumped to TNT,
It's either TNT or NBA TV. I can't remember which
one. And
I'm a bit
surprised with no OG.
I think it's TNT. Yeah.
I guess the Kings are missing Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter, but with no OG and obviously no Julius Randle, I'm a little surprised that the Knicks are favored by 3.5. Not that they're favored, but
I would have thought 1.5.
Yeah, something
right
like that.
Something closer.
And we've been joking just based on how the Knicks play defense and honestly how the Kings have been defense. As far as the over-under, it is set at 214.
That's an that's each – if you split it, you know, that's each team scoring 107. Like, that's like a 110.
I'm under.
103 clears you.
I'm under. Easy under.
I would think so because, last time both of these teams were under 100. I think it was 99-93 final last time.
And that's not normally part of prop talk, but I'm telling you right now – I would be very, very, very surprised. Okay, when we return, we will be joined by Brendan Nunez, our Sacktown Sports Kings insider for the roundtable, more of a triangle as Frankie is getting over a sickness, but he's still trying to work through it. We saw him out there at the press conference, but Frankie's it was raining out there. Not smart, Frankie, so Frankie's taking...
Yeah, Frankie, stop working. I know you were trying to work so hard.
That's right. Frankie is taking this one off. We are joined by Brendan Nunez when we return, and also at 1:30, getting back into the A's talk, opening up the phone lines once again to get your thoughts on... How do you feel if you're a Kings and A's fan? Does it affect how you feel about Vivek? Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Talking some Kings, we will talk A's a little bit later in the show, as we have been. But we are joined by one Brendan Nunez, by the way. We see you on the text line. Not the Sacramento A's. Will not be the Sacramento A's. They will just be the A's, the Athletics. There will be no town or city associated with them, at least as of right now, and that's what they're telling people. Also, we have some audio to get to later in the show, as Dave Cavill had an exclusive interview with ABC 10, and he says, he reiterates that this is a bridge, okay? And as everybody says, oh, well, what if the deal falls through? You're not going to hear any of that. Maybe Carmichael Dave will in the next year or so, but as of right now, everybody is going to stick to the plan and say this is just a bridge. And Vivek, and that's why on the Sacramento side, everybody is saying, guys, we have to do very well during this tryout so we can get that expansion team. Also, real quick, before we get into Kings, Vivek was asked. He was asked by Casey Pratt, friend of the show. He was asked if there were any guarantees of an expansion team. His answer was no guarantees. No guarantees. But if you're Vivek, I still think it's a win in his opinion. But we'll see. We'll see. But what we do know is that the Kings have a huge game tonight in New York, in the Garden.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. And Brendan Nunez is here to break it all down. Brendan.
What's up?
Okay. They win today. They make sure that they're at worst in the play-in. What are you expecting to see out of the Kings tonight? What do you want to see out of the Kings tonight?
Yeah, last time these teams matched up, which wasn't long ago, we're talking the 16th of last month, was the second lowest scoring output for Sacramento all year, 91 points. And in nine games, they've failed to reach triple digits. They're 0-9. Not surprising. I thought that maybe they would have got one recently, but right. I guess that's not been the case as the defense has gotten better. But that was really the big thing in that recent matchup is the Sacramento failed to get shots to go down. You know, you look at a night where you go 30-something percent from the field, struggle to shoot from three as well. De'Aaron, after that game, kind of was just saying he felt like they got some decent looks. Shots just didn't quite go down. Brunson has a huge 40-plus point game. Like, this is a team that is really going to test how much better has your defense gotten. Because offensively, they're probably going to give you some troubles. They're second in defensive rating in the month of March, and they muck up the game. We talk about physicality, the Kings being physical. The Knicks have to be the most physical team in the league.
They do,
as far as it gets, you know? So I think winning the possession battle that's been talked about so much is key to their formula of success as of late, the Kings, is going to be really big against New York.
Yeah, and I mean, last time they definitely played, like, if you were to say who dictated the style of play or the pace of play in that first game, it was definitely the Knicks, right? Like, if you're playing a 93-99 game, that's absolutely the definition of New York Knicks basketball. Do you think the Kings, going into tonight, obviously, yeah, they've played more of a defensive identity. Do you think they lean more into that newfound identity, or is tonight maybe a game where you say, look, I know we don't have the same weapons that we usually have, but maybe we turn back the clock and turn this thing back into, hey, the Kings' fast-paced offense, all about the scoring, because realistically, I mean, the Knicks play that style because they don't have scoring options. Which one would you like to see, and which one do you think they'll probably lean into?
Yeah, I think from the Kings' aspect, you want to play fast, right? And a lot of that is going to be forcing the Knicks into turnovers,
right?
Because if they get a set defense, they're really solid. They have the personnel for it. OG Anunoby is a big loss there for sure. He played that last time. I kind of forgot he was even out.
I think that was the only game he played, right?
Yeah, he showed up. He bricked a bunch of corner threes.
I think he was one of eight.
He hardly did anything.
And then was
game.
Done for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Real quick, just on the injury report, I don't know if it's official yet, but did see, and this would be huge from the rebounding aspect, Josh Hart questionable and Mitchell Robinson questionable. Not sure if they end up playing. But if they don't play, this is already a must win, but if they don't play and they are questionable, maybe Vegas knows something. I could not see the Knicks being favored, and I would think that the Kings would feel very good about their chances if Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson don't play. Maybe there were updates that happened during this whole A's situation, but that's the last that I saw.
Yeah, Knicks 24-14 at home. They're a solid home team. Same record as the Kings at this point in the season at, what are we at, 44-31 at this point, 7 games remaining. So, yeah, I mean, definitely some big losses there, but they have guys that can step up. You know, Dante DiVincenzo might get up 23s tonight, guys.
Might.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's doing these days.
And they're falling.
He didn't kill the Kings too bad last time.
He did.
No, he didn't. Volume. Brunson was the 40 ball.
Speaking of, and you talk about Keon Ellis, and we know that.
That's right.
Infamous meme where he looks away and Brunson does his thing like someone stealing a base. I know we're talking baseball all day. Davion Mitchell and his reemergence, if you will. Do you think there'll be any, hey, let me check Davion this time, or excuse me, let me check Brunson this time, or will they do anything different defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think that last game their double teams were really good against James Harden. He scored in single digits, still got some assists off, but some turnovers in there as well. Like, they were really on point with their double teams, and I think that that could be something that you'd look to do against Brunson too. And I'd imagine you start with Ellis, but part of what makes Keon so important and is that De'Aaron used to be that head of the snake, the guy guarding point of attack, and now Keon gets to do that and be the tone setter. But you don't want to show any great player one look the entire time, whether that's switching coverages or you're switching the guy guarding him. Like, you're going to go from Keon to De'Aaron, and then to Davion's going to get an opportunity as well. So we'll see who does the best and ends up getting the most minutes in that opportunity. I think that for Keon specifically, it's staying out of foul trouble, something he struggled with last game. Brunson is really, really good at that. And so I think that's a key there. But all these guys are going to get an opportunity, and I think Davion's been playing really well recently.
Continuing the conversation when we return, also some sound from head coach of the Knicks, Tom Thibodeau, and why it worries me about tonight. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.